Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It has been nearly 2 years since Dad was involved in the accident at the sale barn. In the last month, he has made more progress than in the previous 23. He is doing much better physically, and some of the mental pieces are starting to fall back in place. When I visited him this week, he asked if I had gotten the heifers moved from the Huffaker place to the Thompson pasture. And when Mom went to see him, he wondered if she could bring him his boots. This morning, I'd like to run a brand new poem by you, and ask that when you visit Dad, that you will collaborate my version of the story. I call this one, Song of the Cistern. There are strange things done 'neath the midnight sun, but those boys up north don't have all the fun. A tale that strikes fear with children and women is the day Pa and me went cistern swimming. We'd set a tank neath the cistern bank, a long hard day in the dirt was sank. Great minds think alike, and weak ones too. Both cowboys knew what they had to do. I'd shut off the valve and hadn't told Dad. He didn't ask, and things turned bad. To slow the flow was on his list, and Dad also gave the handle a twist. Two heads are usually better than one, but two sets of hands can double the fun. To the breaking point our wits were drawn when we went to turn the water on. The valve of which I speak was at the cistern bottom, hooked to 20 feet of pipe, and troubles now we've got 'em. Prongs that did hook in a handle now were twisted free. I was cussing Dad, and Dad was reproaching me. The reason that our troubles were so hard to annul, the cistern was totally, completely, absolutely full. The prongs on the pipe were straightened, and we did our best to cope, and we passed a merry hour with a game of poke and hope. Lady Luck was not smiling, we were both too peeved to pray. The sun would soon be setting, there was no more time for a delay. Evening chores were needin' tended, and water was required, when Dad came up with a plan that he thought must be inspired. That cistern is only 20 feet deep or so, so how tough could it be for one of us to go directly to the bottom and turn that twist valve on? The edict had been issued from the upper echelon. Since I was young and single, except for my new bride, being a pioneer of surf and swimming would give my family pride. It would be like climbing Everest, except I'd go the other way. Aided with a rope and cinder block, the plan went into play. The rope was tied to me, in case my life was spent. That cinder block I held would aid in my descent. Dad would count the seconds off his wristwatch, they would tick. I had a sinking feeling of a non-swimming claustrophobic. If you don't care for culverts or closet, it is a sure safe bet. When the space is filled with fluid, it intensifies the threat. Somewhere before the bottom, my descent began to slow, and it came to me like a vision. It was time for letting go. I dropped the cinder block, and I popped out like a cork, then hit the ground a-running. Dad said, "Get back here, you dork." Seconds that had elapsed had numbered only 7, but that was not the day for me to meet the Lord in heaven. I can't send a boy to do a man's job. I agreed that he was right. Even though I was young and skinny, that cylinder was way too tight. He questioned my genetics. He questioned my human worth. He said, "I'll show you how it's done," and bared his blubbery girth. I meant no disrespect, but me he would nearly clobber when I said, "I'll get more cinder blocks, 'cause we have a bigger bobber." This time I would hold the rope, and I would watch the clock. Now on the other side of his plan, in it I could take stock. 2 more blocks were rounded up, tied together with the strap, the rope threaded through a belt loop to prevent any mishap. A micro tsunami erupted when Papa took the plunge. Bubbles came to the surface like squeezing of a sponge. We were up to 13 seconds when Dad did reappear. Unplanned circumstances had brought him right back here. He had made it to the bottom and had the shutoff found, but when he released the cinder blocks, he quickly did rebound. He would need a pliers. This sort of made him squawk. The handle had been broken by a falling cinder block. And we would use a windmill weight, 'cause we were out of bricks. This time we tied a rope to the weight as we put in our final licks. Third time's a charm, it has been said, but that's not the way it went. Dad did earn some points for determination and being resilient. We thought he might have gotten it, On that we hung our hope, as we were hauling water with our chores with which we'd cope. The story we will stop right here. Our troubles had no easy cure, and if you want a moral, of that I am not sure. One thing that has changed, that I think is not reversible, the Pinecrest cows are watered by a well with a submersible. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this week, and thanks to all of you folks that have been holding my family up in prayer. It has worked wonders. Please join me again next week for another edition of Homegrown.